In 1977, Grinberg took a teaching job at the National Autonomous University of Mexico, UNAM, in Mexico City, and produced a wealth of hard scientific data on the physiology of learning and memory, visual perception, and physiological psychology. That same year, Grinberg met Pachita, who completely transformed everything he thought he knew about biology, psychology, and medicine. Sam Quiñones described the effect Pachita had on Grinberg in a 1997 article. According to Grinberg, Pachita performed successful surgery without anesthesia, using a mountain knife. She replaced diseased organs with others that appeared out of thin air. Grinberg spent several months watching Pachita's operations and talking and traveling with her. He admitted that his descriptions of her operations sounded like ravings, but he insisted he'd seen them. According to this same article, Grinberg ultimately wrote 7 volumes on the shamans of Mexico and had gone deeply into this type of research by the mid-1980s. Puzzled by the feats he believed he had observed Pachita performing, he theorized that there must be a neuronal field, as he called it, created within the brain, which in turn interacts with what he called the pre-space structure, a field that all space, time, matter, energy, biological life, and consciousness emanates from, i.e. the source field. Here is how Grinberg explained it in his own words, which are admittedly technical. The pre-space structure is a holographic, non-local lattice that has the attribute of consciousness. The neuronal field created by the brain distorts this lattice and activates a partial interpretation of it that is perceived as an image. Only when the brain-mind system is free from interpretations do the neuronal field and the pre-space structure become identical. In this situation, the perception of reality is unitary, without ego, and with a lack of any duality. In this situation, pure consciousness and a feeling of an all-embracing unity and luminosity is perceived. All the systems that spiritual leaders have developed have had the goal of arriving at this direct perception of the pure pre-space structure. The science of consciousness that I would like to develop is a science that will try to understand, study, and research the above-mentioned ideas. Obviously, if such feats as Pachita's are even possible, very few people possess such abilities. In order to awaken the world to what our true potential might be, Grinberg knew he would need to start with something very simple and repeatable. His earliest experiments in this category began in 1987. 2 people, usually a male-female couple, would sit and meditate together for 20 minutes to form a close bond with each other. They were then separated into 2 different rooms, each of which was shielded from any and all electromagnetic fields. Both participants' brainwaves would begin to noticeably synchronize, even while they were apart, and Grinberg could measure it on their EEG readouts. He also found that both hemispheres within each person's brain would show the same patterns, which normally only happens in deep meditation. Furthermore, the person who had the most coherent, well-organized brainwaves seemed to always win, exerting a greater influence upon the other. In 1994, Grinberg came up with an even more compelling way to demonstrate this effect. Most of the experiment was the same. 2 people meditated together for 20 minutes and then went into separate shielded rooms. Now, however, he flashed bright lights in 1 participant's eyes, causing them to experience sudden shocks. Each time he ran the experiment, 100 different flashes of light were given at random. 25% of the time when he flashed the light in 1 person's eyes, the other person had a very similar brainwave shock at the exact same time. Grinberg's control subjects did not show any such connections. This was a stunning discovery, and the results were published in the prestigious peer-reviewed journal Physics Essays. A revolution in science seemed to be well underway. The source field was finally going mainstream in a rigorous, clinically verifiable fashion, taking Baxter's breakthroughs to the next level. This is when disaster struck. Shortly after the publication of his paper in 1994, Grinberg disappeared. He still has never been found. And there is even a Facebook page dedicated to tracking him down after all these years. His wife was seen a few times after his disappearance, the last time being in mid-1995, and her behavior indicated that she was extremely distressed about whatever had happened. Some people interpret this as a sign that she may have murdered her husband. But it is also possible that she was threatened that the same fate would happen to her if she didn't disappear for good. We will probably never know what happened, but we can safely add Grinberg Zelberbaum to the list of Sourcefield investigators who may have met with lethal threats as a result of their groundbreaking work. That certainly doesn't stop us from putting all the pieces together in this investigation.